Welcome back to A Pop of Culture. This is Christine, and we're going to be talking about something I've already kind of spoken on. So this is about Daisy Jones and the Six. Now, Daisy Jones and the Six is originally a book by Taylor Jenkins Reid, and it's one of my favorite books, actually. It's about a rock band from the 70s, and it's about the rise and fall of Daisy Jones and the Six. To give a brief synopsis, it starts out with the Six, who were originally the Dunn Brothers. So there's six members, and then Daisy comes along and she joins the band. But it's about this like budding affair / relationship between Daisy and Billy that may or may not have happened. But Billy has a wife, and it's like, what's actually going on? Was there actually an affair? Because this book is set up through interview style, so no one really knows what the truth is. Now, the good part about the show that it was adapted into is that it can take on what actually happened and what didn't really happen, because if it's an interview, you can obviously omit some things, but since we're getting flashbacks, we're seeing what actually happened. And who knows if this was actually what Taylor Jenkins Reid had in mind, but I think this was one of the best book to screen adaptations ever, because it was just so well done. It has an original album. It has the cast was casted perfectly. Sam Claflin, who is the king of book adaptations, is Billy Dunn. And Riley Keough, who is Elvis Presley's granddaughter, is Daisy Jones. And they just sing so well together, and it's amazing. And Suki Waterhouse is Karen, and she's just amazing on the keyboard. And she's also a rock star herself, so it's amazing. What I really liked about this was how the show showed the relationship between the women in this show. Because Camilla originally brought on Daisy and asked her to be in the band because she thought it would be best for the band. It did kind of backfire on her because Daisy did end up falling in love with her husband, but we don't really know what like truly happened based on the book. Like, they said it was more of an emotional than a physical affair. And then the relationship between Karen and Camilla is also very special, because this book is just, there are so many special scenes where it's just women supporting women. And Billy Dunn is the worst character I've ever read. Well, he's a very complex character, but on a molecular level, I do not like him, because he is just so annoying. He is a cheater. He has ruined women's lives, and he does not deserve to be happy. There were parts of the show that they did cut out, probably for just like budgeting and stuff. Like, they cut out a member of the Six and they just kind of added Camilla as like, oh, she's an honorary member of the Six. They cut out Pete, which was really sad. And they also changed Eddie's ending, because he ended up being a pretty successful music producer in the book, but he just kind of flopped in the show, which I don't think that they had to do that. I really don't think it would have made a difference to just have him like sit in the studio that they already had and be a little successful little guy. And they actually gave Simone more of a character, which I absolutely love, because again, her and Daisy are best friends, so it shows more of that relationship between women that a lot of shows really lack. It's all about the drama, it's all about the romance, but it's never about those platonic relationships that keep us alive. So overall, my thoughts are very positive. I think it's an amazing show and everyone should check it out. So that is it for this week on A Pop of Culture, and we'll see you next week.